This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is he overrated at this point? Like, we need these guys to be rated appropriately to the salary we're paying them. And if we get it, then we have our we have ourselves the 11-5 or maybe even a little better team. But, man, that's a lot of guys. Of our major guys we're depending to be better than they were.
I don't know if you fall into this trap, but Corey, sometimes I fall into the trap that I'm sure that's why the Cowboys paid all these guys, is I have seen the flashes sometimes for longer periods of time of every single person that you just mentioned. Like, for example, Tyron Smith. I have seen Tyron Smith be the best left tackle in the league. Ezekiel Elliott. I have seen Ezekiel Elliott be the best running back in the league. Jalen Smith. I have seen Jalen Smith play to a level where he probably deserved to be a Pro Bowler. LVE. I have seen him play to a point where I thought they might have the best linebacker tandem in the league. And that's where I fall into this trap. Does it all happen at the same time? No, it doesn't. And so I keep going off of this idea that it's going to happen at the same time. So that might be pure foolishness on my part.
The other thing too, guys, is, you know, a lot of these guys that are paid like top five money for their positions, when you look on paper, you're like, this is a top five team. This is a top five contending team. But then when you think we take our realities to it, and we're like, yeah, but what are the shortcomings of what they can't do?
That's
where we get confused sometimes with, is it Patterson likes to call them the paper tigers? They look great on paper, man.
I think you're 100% right about that, because we have the highest paid running back in the league, but nobody thinks he's the best running back in the league. We have the second highest paid wide receiver in the league. Nobody thinks he's a top two receiver. He's like a fringe top 10. We're going to have the second highest paid quarterback in the league. Nobody thinks he's a top two quarterback in the league. So you're right. That is absolutely problematic. And though this is a great text from the 817, what if Kevin is a dummy and DeMarcus Lawrence is trash at the same time? Why are those things mutually exclusive?
Only one can be right.
Okay, that's a fair point. Somebody.
All right, how about our rival, the Eagles?
All right, for the Philadelphia Eagles, the most overrated player, man. This article might have been from a year ago. It's Alshon Jeffrey. I don't know if Alshon Jeffrey is ever going to play football again, so I'm not really sure how that's going to work out. For the New York Giants, it's Leonard Williams. I actually think that is a great pick, because Leonard Williams has got to be outraged by that, because he's like, no, I'm one of the best defensive players. That's why you traded a third and fifth round pick for me, and that's why they're so far apart on contract discussions right now. So I can see that.
He just doesn't want to play for them, too. Maybe he's like, I don't want to play for this team, so I'm just going to give them a number they don't even want to do. I like the player, but I'm wrong.
What about for the Washington Redskins? Landon Collins.
Okay, that
man,
makes sense.
But there was a minute where I was all about making that Landon Collins deal happen, but he's kind of meh. For Tampa Bay, who do you think it is for Tampa Bay?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
You guys just wait and see.
What do you think he's
going to
do? Mike,
I'm on your team, man. I just want to see him do it one more time.
I think he's going to throw for 30 touchdowns, 4,000 yards, and I think less than 10 interceptions.
I'll tell you this right now, Mike. If Tom Brady wins the MVP this year, I will go buy a TB12 book.
I don't think he's going to do that, so I think you're good with that. Okay. I don't think he can outperform Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, possibly. I do think Russell Wilson, if they just give him a little bit more freedom, he does have some nice outside weapons now.
I don't know if this will make you guys sad or not. For the Miami Dolphins, it's Byron Jones. He hasn't even played a game
That's
for them
weird.
Yet, but
That's
he already
real weird.
He's the most overrated player.
How is it because like all their players, like most of them can't be rated because they don't have a good roster?
Yeah, I think that's fair. So this will be the first time that Flores will ever have a good player, and he's like, just watch. We're
and
going
also,
16 and
continuing the theme, that's a guy who was on the Cowboys, and it seems like being by the nature of being on the Cowboys,
man,
you're overrated.
Jeez.
People know your name if you're on the Cowboys. It's a beautiful thing.
And it can also be disastrous. All right, I just had to check the New York Jets. It's Le'Veon Bell. I just assumed it would be Jamal Adams because, like, that's another player that we wanted to get, but it is Le'Veon Bell, most overrated player.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.